Welcome to Jukey Storytime. This is the story of Dan the Knight, a brave knight who learns to use kindness as his strongest and best weapon to stop fighting and help people. Dan the Knight lived in a small country of rolling hills and lush forests. He was known throughout the land as a brave knight who was always ready to fight for what was right.
I will fight for the truth. I will fight for fairness. I will fight for love.
This was Dan's oath, his promise to the people in his country. Dan was a peaceful and honorable knight, but he had a secret. He had a bit of a temper. Sometimes he was quick to anger and sometimes let his feelings and emotions take over. This made it hard for him to keep his cool and make the best choices. One day, while patrolling the hills, several scouts on horseback came riding up to Dan.
"Dan the Knight! Sir Dan!" they shouted. "An army of ogres is approaching our peaceful land!"
"Oh no! Good scouts, try to calm down so you can tell me what you need me to hear," Dan said kindly but firmly.
The scouts told him the frightful news. The ogre army was not just seeking to conquer their country, it was coming to kidnap all the people and force them to worship Ogre the Terrible, the mean and selfish king of all the ogres. Dan and the scouts rode their horses as fast as they would go to the leadership house of their queen. The queen was usually a peaceful and patient woman. She did not like to react without thinking things through and making the wisest decision. But the news of the approaching ogre army made her worry about the safety of all the people in her country, the people who relied on her leadership and protection. So she moved quickly.
"Sir Dan, you must save our people from being taken away by Ogre the Terrible. I grant you my permission to gather an army and defeat the ogres once and for all."
Dan the Knight was eager to prove his bravery and protect his kingdom, but he was also a little worried that his temper might get the better of him in the heat of battle. So he decided to seek the advice of the wise old Thinking Bear, who lived deep in the forest. The Thinking Bear was hundreds of years old and had lived through many battles and peaceful times all over the world. She came to Dan's tiny country to make her forever home, because the land was full of kind and peaceful people and creatures. Her huge head of gray fur lay sleeping on a pillow made of feathers that all the birds had given her. All the creatures were grateful to the Thinking Bear for always giving wise advice and keeping them safe. Dan arrived at the Thinking Bear's cabin and knocked at the door.
"Come in, Sir Dan. I have been waiting for you," said the Thinking Bear. As they sat together, the bear explained to Dan that the creatures of the forest had already told her about the ogre army and the wicked plan. Dan imagined the ogre storming across his country. His temper started to overcome him. He raised his sword and declared, "I will lead an army to defeat them and throw them all into the deep cavern outside the forest." The Thinking Bear shook her head and reminded Dan that true strength came from within, and the greatest weapon he had was not his sword, but his heart. She explained that the ogres were not evil, but were simply lost and misguided. They worshipped Ogre the Terrible because they believed it would bring them power and protection. But Ogre the Terrible was just using them for his own selfish purposes. Dan realized that the Thinking Bear was right. and he decided to approach the ogres with kindness instead of anger and aggression. He thanked the bear and then rode out to meet the army. As he approached the enemy, Dan the Knight raised his hands in a sign of peace. The ogres were surprised by Dan's actions, and they stopped their march towards his country. Then Dan bravely asked to meet with Ogre the Terrible, and two of the ogre soldiers took him to his tent.
"What is this measly little knight doing in my tent?"
Ogre the Terrible roared.
"Should I eat him as my afternoon snack?"
Dan started to get angry, and he felt his temper starting to flare. Then he reminded himself he needed to be clear and calm so the Ogre King would understand him. He was respectful to Ogre the Terrible and explained his little country was peaceful, kind, and giving, and they deserved protection and happiness. They were more than happy to become friends with the ogres and teach them how to be kind. But Dan and his people would not allow themselves to be kidnapped and forced to do whatever the Ogre King wanted. Ogre the Terrible was skeptical at first. He doubted Dan. But as Dan continued to speak, he could see that Dan was speaking from his heart. He realized that Dan was offering a true and honest solution. He agreed to listen. They had a long and difficult talk, and Dan continued to be kind. He listened to all the ogre's fears and worries about being rejected by others and having no place to call home, and about how he wanted to kidnap people to worship him because, well, he felt so lonely and afraid. Dan offered to help the ogres find a new home where they could live in peace and safety. So, finally, after much talking and listening, Dan and the Ogre King reached a peace agreement. The ogres would stop their marching to war and instead peacefully march to find a home. They promised to release all the people they had captured and vowed never to attack innocent people again.
Yay! The queen and the people of Dan's country were amazed by his bravery and kindness. He was a hero. Hooray for Dan the Knight! Hooray for Sir Dan!
Dan realized that his actions not only saved his kingdom, but had also changed the lives of the ogres forever. He learned that kindness and understanding were more powerful than anger and aggression. He vowed to use his strength to help others instead of just himself. So as Sir Dan grew older, he passed on his wisdom to the young knights he trained. He taught them that if they were willing to listen and understand, there would always be a peaceful solution to every conflict. Dan the Knight lived the rest of his life spreading the power of kindness all across the world. The end.
Dan the Knight, he never fights. He tells the truth and does what's right. He's always, 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 always kind. To the end. Oh. night. He smiles so bright. He'll raise his sword to spread the light. He's always, always, always